the night of the universe, the pralaya. In space, time did not and does not exist, only change. The angels had not yet come to be. There was no bliss, and there was no misery. There was no eye to perceive light, no breath. Everything that once was had gone. Everything and nothing, suspended in dreamless sleep. The universe was parentless. There were no builders, neither silence nor sound. Only motion that knows not if it moves. No father, no mother, no divine birth. The planets, not yet born. The awakening of the cosmos. There was a change of condition, a vibration moving over source water. From darkness comes light that penetrates, forming primordial matter. And so begins many differentiations, and the essence of things or soul come about. New life comes through fire and light on primordial waters. Out of darkness comes the light. Out of breath comes the word. And primordial matter awakens to action, spinning together light and matter. The webs of life are spun and begin to pulse as intelligence is pressed upon it. hierarchies. All is one that came from nothing. The primordial coming from mother and father are the highest of beings. Invisible hierarchies. Conscious, intelligent, geometric forms in perpetual movement. And out of the central sun came our own sun, followed by seven planets. Then came the recorders of karma, writing invisible tablets of astral light, keeping track of everything that was and will be. Atoms as angels, working for divinity through experience. Enter Fohat, occult, electric, vital power, which unites and binds together, whose actions resemble will. Fohat, or the thought of gods, and spirit and matter are blended together, creating gradual spirals of natural evolution. Spirals guarded by armies of angels. And it is good. Fohat builds cosmic and human principles of the four directions, north, south, east, and west. Angels preside over each. Planetary spirits of stars and planets come to watch over spirits of nature, and the Lipika, or karmic scribes, holy ones and their hosts, or armies. Lipika form a barrier between ego and self, a ring that says, pass not over incarnations. And beings are tasked to recognize the non-separateness of universal ego and their own, merging through lifetime after lifetime, merging with being one with life. And so comes the mother of mercy and knowledge, the melodious heaven of sound, the divine voice. And the 7 zero points, centers of differentiation, where elements filter in through. Elements that are now only 4 or 5 about to be ether will become 7. When they become 7, we will be in the 7th dimension. Eternal forces caused by divine beings, guided by rules of the upper hierarchies, resulting in forces such as heat and magnetism. At the 4th revolution of life, long ages ago, holy youths refused laws of nature, thus impending legitimate progression, a cause that could generate suffering and bad results came about, even amongst the gods who fell under the eye of karmic Lipikas. Many battles were fought, spiritual and astronomical. They thought for space and spiritual particles. The small wheel, our chain of spheres, we the 4th planet, 4 grades of initiation, 4 paths to nirvana, and this is our 4th round. The hierarchy divided into 7, with divine flames at the top, moving down through celestial beings, the triad of soul, spirit, and intellect, down again to atomic forms, and the 5-pointed star that represents man. Then to lower groups, almost inseparable from man, who draws from it all but his highest and lowest principles. Life precedes form and turns in rounds, ever coming back to the start, but different. Soul, spirit, and intellect, a triad that never dies, twinkle and dance like lights on the ocean of Maya. Metal, stone, plant, animal, man, rounds evolving until all 4 elements are ready to bring in ether. And with each incarnation, the thread between the watcher and the shadow strengthens and the light brightens. The light shining back to divine origin and great spiritual truth.